you know, in this era that we live in, people want to be known as by what they do. But yeah. for me, I didn't want to have an identity crisis. You know what I'm saying? By the time I got older, from being that little kid that could always get the attention, oh, go dance or go sing or go do this, go mm-hmm. do that. I just wanted to know more.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today we have a special guest in the building. Without no further ado, we have Ms. Shy Speaks.
What's up?
What's going on?
It's all good. I'm happy to be here. Being here is an indication that I'm successful to some degree, because that's the name of the podcast. So I'm happy. I feel good.
Yeah. You should feel good because you're successful to a high degree. So I mean, we rocking with you, and I know it's well overdue, but you know we got you here, and I'm excited to be able to sit down with you, to be able to take time and just, you know, find out a little bit more about you and just share you with the people who might already be familiar with you, but then even those who may be introduced to you. So, Shy, just share a little bit just about who you are and, like, you know, like what you do for those who may, those people who are asleep out there. Yeah, they sleep.
I just got to wake them up now.
Wake them up.
My name is Shy, of course. I'm artistically known as Shy Speaks. I am a hip-hop and spoken word artist and a speaker as well. And I say that my mission is to reinfuse positivity and spirituality into urban culture through the arts and the power of my voice.
That's very cohesive. Mm. You just knocked that out.
Just knocked it out. Like
Shy Speaks. Yeah, Shy Speaks. Man, there it is. How did this come about, though? Like, when did you first realize, you know, that you had a heart for music, you had a passion for music?
I mean, I realized that when I was really young. I come from a musical family, so almost all of my cousins, my aunties, like all my aunties either play an instrument or sing. Cousins as well, a lot of them sing, play. So I didn't play anything, but I knew music. I understood it. Like we listen to music like this. Like we break down the music. Like I can isolate and hear the bass from the snare, from the this, from the that, and appreciate everything. It's that deep in my family. So I knew from a very early age, but I really, really knew when I could sing this H-Town song. I was young.
Okay.
But I could hit this little H-Town run. That's how I was like, okay, you could sing. But as far as being able to rap, I knew probably when I was about maybe 9 or 10 years old, because my ability to like recite and regurgitate the raps that I hear in a way that's believable to people, who they like, damn, you sound like the real person. So yeah.
Oh wow.
It happened when I was young. Thank you for asking that.
Yeah, you said 9 or 10. So then, so from there, then you just continue to,
yeah,
like continue to nurture it, or
right? So actually, probably before then, maybe about 7 or 8, I was involved in oratorical contest. My mom, they knew that I had the ability to like remember and recite like monologues and poetry, because I could like watch a TV show or a movie or anything, and I could like repeat the entire thing back, like, girl, quit saying all the lines. But I could say it, deliver it, and act it, and like really give it. And so they put me in oratorical, and so that's when I started developing a passion for like monologue and for poetry and for word and for spoken word. But then you couple that with just being from a musical family, and then that's where you get Shy Speak. So I kept going, and I started finding my own voice after I realized I had one. I realized I had one. I found my own voice, and I started finding my own words, because I started being able to like therapeutically write what I was experiencing or my perspective and stuff like that. And so, but yeah, I kept it going. And then at one point I just like stopped, a hard stop, like at about 7 or 18 when I went to college, I just totally quit.
What? Shy, you can't leave us hanging like that. so you were in the oratorical contest, and those are the ones where you speak and like do different speeches.
Yes, contest. So you compete against your peers, and you got to like recite Maya Angelou or recite this very powerful you know, like young boys who learn how to recite Martin Luther King, you know, and be able to deliver it with that same intensity and passion. It makes people feel a conviction when you speak, like that type of thing. So I would do those. And then, like I said, I started realizing I had a voice and started realizing, like, okay, all right, I know how to do this. I know how to write. These are my own thoughts. And what happened is, as I grew up, I became known as, you know, shy that rap, or you know, shy that sing. No, you know, shy that be dancing, or shy that. And I began to be known, you know, theater, the one that be acting, the one that be in the play, you know. So I began to be known by what I do. It was like a disclaimer on me. And that's, but the issue with that is that's all I knew of myself. And I got to a point where I was like, I really want to know more of myself than just my talents. I really want to know, and I want to grow in a whole different way. So that's when I stopped and just kind of focused on growing professionally, growing as a woman, growing academically in college and all that kind of stuff. But that's really what happened. I just kind of got full of being known as shy that blah. You know, and it's crazy because now, you know, in this era that we live in, people want to be known as by what they do. But for me, I didn't want to have an identity crisis, you know what I'm saying, by the time I got older, from being that little kid that could always get the attention, oh, go dance, or go sing, or go do this, go do that. I just wanted to know more. And so I just kind of tried to, you know, I tried to stop, and then I tried to focus on growing. And as I did that, I realized, like, man, there's this whole gift that I have, and this entire ability to be able to speak a language to people that I probably should pick back up and go out and reach culture.
That's so good, because I mean, now hearing this backstory and you know, I've listened to your projects. I've seen you speak and present live, and then now hearing some of the backstory, like, connecting it, it's like pretty dope.
It is.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. It's pretty
dope. I can see you processing, like, interesting. The contest, the musical family, she stopped, but I can see you processing it. I feel like it's normal, but I'm sure, like, it is. It's probably interesting to other people to see how a person gets to where they are at the present moment.
And I mean, I think that's one of the things that greats do. It's greatness is normalized. So with it being normalized, like, your work ethic, the way you put words together, somebody else is somewhere at home or in a studio writing lyrics, or, well, typing lyrics, and then trying to make them make sense, but then it comes natural for you. So it's normal for you, but then for somebody else, they might say, God, I can't. Mary had a little I do not like green eggs and ham. I don't know. It don't make sense to me. But, you know, for you, since it's normal, because this is what you've, I don't want to say been bred to do, but but just having that level of a gift. Go ahead.
You talking about it is making me realize that there's this terminology called, like, nature and nurture. And I do believe that there are certain things you have by nature, meaning that it's, you're born with it. It's a natural inclination. It's your talent. It's your gifts. And so I think that you just made me realize that it was also, like, nature and nurture. So, like, because of the family that I grew up in, and being able to listen to music the way I do, and being able to have that soul that I have, like, in music, that came from somewhere that was nurtured. Also, my family recognizing that she has a natural gift with words and presentation and speaking in a way that's believable, that, like, they put me in contests and different things and acting and all that kind of stuff, so that I could, like, really, like, come up with what I call my gift mix. And so, but yeah, I it's nature and it's natural. I've never really thought about, like, I was bred like that, you know. But
now, looking back, because I know there's a lot of people out there. And because a lot of my target audience typically that listens to the podcast, from just the feedback I've received, is people who, you know, they might be working at the job, but they still want to do other things, et cetera, but they may or may not have the support. But now, you being where you are now, and, you know, I know you're not going to say it, so I will, you know, being on records with some big names. You was on a record with Kirk Franklin.
Yeah.
You was on the record with Lecrae.
Yeah.
You was in the cipher with the BET cipher, right?
No,
it wasn't the BET. I thought it was the BET cipher. Sprite cipher.
You know,
it was a cipher.
It was a cipher. I've been in some ciphers, but I don't think I haven't been in a BET cipher yet.
Oh well, we calling BET out now.
Come on, because
BET got it. I thought it was a BET. Dang,
I already got a BET cipher written. Not just kidding.
I do have
a Sway interview written though. I should have something to say.
Wow.
At least my opening lines or something.
Wow.
Even if I choose to go off the dome from there, but.
I want to see you on. I want to see you on Sway in the morning.
Yeah,
I want to see you just give him some quick bars like Sway. Look,
Sway.
Boom. Yeah, we're gonna cut this and gonna send it to him. Hey, we're gonna mention him. But just seeing this level of support that you had then, and seeing where you are now, like talk about support and talk about how it's impacted you just in this trajectory of where you are.
You know, you really are causing me to think about it. Like I guess, like even from younger, that's considered. Support, like that's a form of support from your family of seeing what you're good at and then pushing you towards it. I actually want to speak to, because I know you cater to people who feel like they want to get into something, but I know a lot of those people are also parents as well.
Mm-hmm.
While they're trying to find their passion and get into their passion full time, they're also raising. I want to tell them, like, it may be hard for you to figure out within yourself because you have all this going on and you're an adult. But if you have a child, it's not as difficult within a child to figure it out. I would say to spend some time looking seriously and intently at your child's like natural talents, their gifting. spend some time looking at your child's talent, their gifting, the way they learn. Because sometimes the way they learn, it may be different, but it doesn't mean that they're not like genius in some type of way. And so I just really want to encourage them to do that. And I think if you start off, like as young as I started off, there was never a question in my mind of what I was passionate about or what I could do. Now, if I could do it full time, now that was always a question in my adult mind, but from a child, I knew what my talents were and I knew my impact with people was. So I want to speak to them. Then I want to talk to just as far as support. I would say, I think early on, right, I talked about stopping when I was about 18.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I was like, I'm gonna go to college. I don't want to be shot at whatever. I want to go to school for like business and engineering and technology. I want to work in like, you know what I'm saying? I want to do something totally different besides just the gifts that I had. And, but as I got ready to graduate, from college, my friends would hear me around just kind of around hanging out wherever we'd be or at the house or whatever. And I'll be da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? I'll just be singing like naturally. You know, like, or I'll be like, hey, look, I ain't never been, you know, but it's not because I was trying to present it. It was just naturally in me. It'd be stuff that I would write just therapeutically, but I had no end. I was like, just not gonna be the shy that did that, you know? And so, so crazy. But my friends around were like, girl, you are good. Like, even your basic, I don't mean to present this to the people stuff is good. Like, you're humming around the house, your raps that you just spitting around here, or your little spoken word stuff, all that stuff is like really, really good. And like, we wanna help you get it out to people, cause it be like, it be blessing us, you know what I'm saying? So, and my friends, shout out to like Mike Hines, Jay Paul Sings, who has been featured on a ton of records. We can't even name his track record, but he's an R&B artist now. But at the time, he was just my friend, and he was just like, you're good. Like, and I want to help you find producers, find graphic designers, find whatever you need to like, so that you can record all this stuff you be saying around the house just for fun. Go do this. Like, and I think this is, so I want to speak to this point. Sometimes we're looking for people to support us in something that is like, I feel like people will support you in what they recognize that you're great in. Right, it's not no different from the parents, but they'll like, if they know and they see it, like, oh yeah, this is legit right here. But we'll try to figure up something, make up something in our own mind that we want to do, that we want to be, and then just expect people to support it because of the person we are. And they're like, but you're not that. It doesn't feel, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like with me, I wasn't really seeking their support in that way. It was just something that I did and something that I had that was just like, it was just worth supporting to people. And then from my friends, I was like, okay, we'll go ahead and package it, put it together. And then once we put it together, I'm going to just let people know, like I was speaking first, right? I put aside the music and all the poetry and all the rhythmic stuff, and I would at least go speak. Sometimes people would ask me to come out and speak. So when I would go and speak, there would be people who would be like, oh, I could tell that you have a unique voice or whatever. Do you happen to have a CD? You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, just stuff like that. And it would just, it became like a demand for it. So by the time I actually put together a project, there were already so many people ready to support it. They would like, they, you know how like, it, I'm sure, so if you're listening to this, there's this thing that people like, oh, I couldn't wait for you to finally do this. Like I got a cousin, everybody in the family, if he said right now that he was starting a catering company, oh, they would just be blessing them with stuff, sending them all kind of stuff. It would just be because he can cook. But that ain't, that's not what he pursues, but he can really, really cook. It would just be a no-brainer. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to say to people, like, there are things that you have that you do that you're so great at that even if you don't believe in yourself in them, with them, other people will see and co-sign and sign off on it. Give them, be like, nah, you... This need to go beyond just us. This need to go to everybody. They want it to spread. Like, oh, your passion that you have, even if it's on a nonprofit side, like, you're just very passionate about women and da 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 da. Like, people, man, I'm telling you, if you really have something that you're passionate about and it's good and people see it, support will come. And so I just wanted to speak to those people, from the parents and the persons that's waiting on support now. Whatever that is that people can't wait for you to do, I don't think you'll have to beg for their support. Now.
Hold on, wait. I want to hop in real quick. I want to hop in because you said something that was so good. You said it, but I don't know if you caught that you said it. Or you said something, and then I extracted this from what you said. But what you basically told people out there is, one, they got to keep working. But two, they have to build a demand for themselves.
That part, yeah. Yeah, you got to build a demand for yourself.
Retweet that. Because it's so crazy that we want to get people to support when we're first starting out.
Yeah.
In whatever business, whatever industry. I mean, the statistics speak for themselves. Within the first 2 years, if you're doing something and you really not all in for it, then you're going to quit. But if you're trying to get somebody to back you and you're like, hey, give me this, put this in on, and then they back you and then you lose, they lost too. But when you build the demand yourself, you put in the footwork yourself. Like you said, you were rapping around the house. You were singing around the house. You were doing this around the house. And then the friend came up and the friend was like, well, wait a minute. Well, you're so good that I'm willing to help get this for you.
Yeah.
So you built the demand, even though it might have been unconsciously, but you built the demand just by doing what you're passionate about doing.
Right. And I would do, and I say it around the house, but I would like sometimes we would go to open mics and stuff like that. And I'd be like, I'll get on the mic, It was like that. And they would be like, man, this just feel like it's just, you just didn't feel like a person who just did this for the first time. I guess they could subconsciously hear all what I was built and bred for, you know what I'm saying? But like in those little moments like that, I know what you're saying. It was like, I built the demand. And then there was... then there's the fact of like, once you're out doing something, like, okay, I was like, all right, I'll at least start speaking. Like, I'll at least do this, or I'll at least do this part. I'll do this part. I'll do what I can. And then from there, once you're properly serving wherever I was doing it at, they just enjoyed it. So that by the time I presented them a product, they were like, and I packaged the service, they were like, of course, like, it was an of course for them. So it wasn't really, I didn't really have to chase it down. But I was going to say, on the flip side, though, there does come a point where support has to come outside of your sphere of influence.
Oh, say it for the people in the back.
Oh, let me say it on the other side. support. There she go, acting all theatrical. But no, but it has to come from outside of your sphere of influence, right? So just your the area that you have demand. And so I think that it, my sphere of influence supported me. So whether if it was somebody who wanted to buy the product versus it was a teacher who was like, man, I've been waiting on somebody who was powerful and positive and blah, blah, blah to come and speak at my school. There were just people like that, but they were already a part of my sphere of influence. Then there's this aspect of trying to get people to support you outside of your sphere of influence. And that comes with a whole different thing. And I think this is where I feel like support is important. If this person is not in your, somebody who's looking for support or needs to be supported is not in your sphere of influence, but they align with your core values and they align with your principles, you should be supporting them. So let me okay,
talk
so
to that.
So let me say, for example, if let me pull it outside of the music world, but still keep it artistic. If this person says, I'm into fashion, but I'm into locally sourced, naturally created, organically made, you know, whatever the proper terms is for fabrics that are made with a high social consciousness to it. Okay. If you're a person who are of high social consciousness and you believe in like being as eco-friendly on the planet as possible,
okay,
they shouldn't have to beg you for their support because your core values align. Let's bring it back to music. And this is where I feel like there is a lack of support that I feel like I experience sometimes. I feel like I got a lot of experience support outside of my sphere of influence. But there still is a lack. And I think there's a lack not because I just don't. I feel like when it comes to music, people listen to music in a way that doesn't align with their core values. Like I could most, especially within an urban context.
Oh, wow.
You could be, they be like a whole accountant, but they at the desk listening to like Future or somebody, you know what I'm saying? That, or whoever, somebody that's like, doesn't really talk about anything that like a trap song, you know what I'm saying?
That's,
like,
that's a good point. That's a really good point.
Right. So we are, and so we're so busy appreciating all those other art forms that we don't take time to be like, hey, this is an artist. No, she's not doing what everybody else is doing as far as female artists is concerned, but she does align with my core values. She's all about positivity. She's all about spirituality. She's all about bringing balance to the culture. She's, you know what I'm saying? Like she's musical. She's soulful. I'm into soul music. Like all of, if all of those things check off, it shouldn't be hard for to get support. But with an urban context, I feel like sometimes we support stuff that, I'll say it like this. I like to say we support foolishness sometimes.
My God. That's a word.
Foolishness. Like, that stuff don't even align with what you're about. And this is not even what we're trying to, what we hope to stand for. Like, this is what I want to see this in the community. And I want to see this in urban culture. I want to see this in Black culture. And the things that you want to see, you need to support artists that are doing that. And I don't think that we do that. We support who's ever most popular. Like, if they can sing or they look popular, they just look popular. They look like they own. Then I'll go ahead and start supporting them. I like them. Even if they put out some trash, they'd be like, nah, I mean, I still like it. Because they'll just come up with excuses, you know what I'm saying, to why they support it. But it's really because they just popular. In the context, if somebody is not extremely, extremely popular and popping, but they align with your core values and your principles, you should be supporting that. And if that's what you want to see in your culture, and if that's the people who are going to bring it to pass, that's what you should put. But that's my soapbox. Let me get off of it.
That was good. Shai, we were just talking about having people in your sphere of influence and having them and having that level of support is huge. And it, even you talked about having people outside the sphere supporting and doing the things that you're doing. Because, you know, I'm on your email list.
Yeah.
You know, I get the emails.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, we in there. So just talk a little bit about like some cool things that you're rolling out. Like what was it? Shadowing Shy?
Yeah, Shadowing Shy.
Talk a little bit about that. Yeah.
So that is a, simply put, it's like we're coming along. And tuning in is the same thing, right? So, you know, you can tune in to my YouTube channel, but when you're tuning in, you're going to be coming along. So I'm going to give you an over-the-shoulder view of whatever I'm doing.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like, so I'm taking people. It's pretty much like vlogging. But for me, I'm taking them into it's a vlog series, but I'm saying I call it Shadow and Shy because I go into a lot of different arenas. So one day we're behind the scenes of me doing voice acting. Then there's another day we're behind the scenes of me doing custom poetry at a conference. And then I'm doing hip hop at some other place. So it kind of gives you a variety of almost like a 360 view of what I do and what all goes into, like, you know, being the person and the artist that I am.
Okay, that's super, super dope. Super dope that you got that going on. Yeah. But just in terms of support, like what could people do? Like if they're like, I mean, Shy, I follow you. I've heard the music. I want to hear more music. Like what could people do if there was a way just to support Shy Speaks, the brand, and what you got going on?
Perfect question, because currently right now we have something going on. So like my team and I came up with this idea of like creating my first ever fan powered music video. And we're calling it fan powered, aka crowdfunding. But basically the reason why we're doing that, not that it's like a new phenomenon, but for it's my first time, but the reason why we feel like it's the perfect time is because, like I said, I just don't have the support from my small sphere of influence. My reach has expanded.
Okay.
And so I feel like people outside of like the core niche could want to get involved in this. And here's why I think they would want to get involved is because the song King represents, right? Mm. So King, when I wrote it, was inspired by to inspire men to see themselves as kings, right? Like I know we hear a lot of girl, you a queen, and you know, black girls rock and magic, you know, we got all the terminology, but I just feel like in the midst of that, we wanted to take some time to uplift men. And then the way this particular project unfolded, as far as the King, like the whole music video, is there's the creative director of a photo shoot. It's called 100 Brilliant Boys of Color photo shoot. And they were inspired by the song King that I wrote.
Wow.
They were inspired by, there's a poem that I wrote as well, directly to Kings. And so they were just inspired by that. So they called and was like, hey, would you like to be a part of this photo shoot? We were very inspired by your song and like the shirts and the merch and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
And I'm like, hold on, wait. You said 100, you're going to have 100 boys coming together for a photo shoot? That sounds already epic. And it's going to be 100 Brilliant Boys of Color. So, okay, this is sounding like on brand with exactly what King stands for. Mm. And then I was realizing, like, I'm in the process of getting ready to shoot the music video for King anyway. How about I not just donate clothing for the, because I have merch, right? So with the song came out with merch as well. They were like, well, hey, can you donate some clothing, right? Well, outside of the clothing, it was like, can you write? As you know, I know we love your writing. Can you write in the magazine? Sure. And I was like, they were like, and we can get you a photo with the boys. I said, beyond a photo, we can actually get a video with the boys. And once that happened, I immediately called like my publicist. I was like, not only will we just have some boys in the video, we can have 100 brilliant boys of color. And what makes it brilliant is like these boys were dressed in like different career fields, like the way they were styled. It was like some were doctors, some were firemen, some were policemen, some were, you know what I mean? And it was just, I don't know, it was just so epic. And so I realized, after that moment, I realized I don't want to just put out a King music video the way I was going to do it. Mm-hmm. We're going to capture this moment, capture the video footage here. But now I don't want it to just be like, that was a cool video.
Yeah.
That looked artistic, but I want to make it a movement, right?
That's what I was thinking.
We want to make it a movement, because not only was it epic to be there and like stand and be surrounded by 100 boys who represent the future, who represent families, who represent positive images from men of color from the urban context. Like, not only I know how I felt being there, I just feel like so many other people will want to get involved and help that image be spread around the world so that other boys could see themselves in those boys in that video.
Oh my goodness.
So we were like, okay, yeah, let's make it's time to do your first fan, because people want to get involved. And so we created a King's Now Fund, which allows people to give or contribute to the project budget for the music video, but not just give to it, but they get to like be in the video, like be involved in the music video. So they're not just powering it with their funds, but they get to be like on set, and you know what I'm saying? So we have this whole concept, and the from the 100 Brilliant Boys of Color, remember I was telling you that the shoot was organized by a creative director. Well, that creative director is from an organization called Beyond the Ball.
Okay.
Well, we are we have officially just named Beyond the Ball the official charity of Shy Speaks. And so as people give to the music project, they're going to be also giving to the King's Now Fund. And that fund will go on to continue to fund Beyond the Ball, which is an organization that focuses on creating opportunities for boys of color beyond sports.
Beyond the Ball. Oh, wow. I just connected.
Yes, Beyond the Ball. So, because, you know, that's the idea is that you're going to play soccer, you're going to play basketball, you're going to play football, you're going to do something like that if you're going to be successful. But they can be successful in so many other ways, you know. And so that's an organization that exposes them to so many different opportunities. And I want to consistently give to that. So if people want to, if you're listening and you want to support not just the King music video, but you also want to support Beyond the Ball, you can do that at the same time and potentially be in the music video and a part of all the exclusive perks that we're going to give people who are, who decide to, you know, power this video with us. So we have a website link up and some stuff we posted on social media, but ultimately you really could, it's a couple ways you can get involved. So you can go to shyspeaks.com/kingsnow.
Okay.
And from there you can select your individual level of involvement, whether you just want your name in the credits, like, hey, here's some money, just want my name in the credits, you go ahead and just make the best video possible. But some people are like, hey, I want to be a part, I don't want to be in the video, but I'll come to like a private event. We're going to have a private but like a King Rap celebration concert that like at the end of the shooting day, we're gonna have a concert exclusive. You know, so people might wanna come to that. Or they may wanna just be in the video or get what we would call the royal treatment, which is like you get all of that plus get to have lunch with us, the monarch, that's what we're calling it.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Like you get to, you know, have a professional photo taken, because again, there's going to be professional photographers and filmographers there on scene. So we're giving like a ton of perks and benefits in exchange for their contributions, but ultimately, you get to give to the King's Now Fund, and it's available again, shyspeaks.com/kingsnow, or you could just subscribe to the email list like JJ.
And wait, how can they get on the email list? How can they do that?
So first of all, I'm calling him JJ, like, because it's like a personal thing that I'm calling him. This is not the professional name that you want to be.
Hey, we're good. Cool. We're good. Oh,
okay. Well, you know, when you know somebody for a while, you could kind of do that, but y'all just call him whatever he want to go by. But yeah, like you could be a part of the email list. What we're doing as far as the email list, you could get on that. Not only can you get my email, be a part of, I'm not one of them people that's going to spam you. I'm only sending you a few emails because I just don't want to bombard you like that. But I'll send you information. We got information going out very soon about the King's Now Fund and how you can support that and be involved. Again, like I was just saying, if this aligns with your core values, which I believe,
that's what I was thinking. Yeah,
a lot of people have the same core. We want to see they got they paint black men and brown men in a negative way, and we got to do better. Well, I'm trying to do better. Oh, you know what I mean?
Gotta so step up.
You got to come on, come help me. We're gonna do better, and we're gonna push it and make the video go as viral as possible with everybody's help. So you can be a part of the email list, all you have to do is go to deareverybody.shyspeaks.com. Now, the reason why I'm telling you to go that way, deareverybody.shyspeaks.com, is because not only will you be on the email list, you'll be subscribed to receive my mixtape as well for free. See, I'm all about giving to the people. Support the real people that give stuff away.
and you're not just giving out no trash music, you're giving out some solid music.
Yeah, it's not no good. These not no giveaway tracks. These not no, you know, people like,
those ain't no throwaways.
That's some good stuff?
Yeah, those ain't no throwaway bars. I told you, I can't remember what mixtape was it. Golly, it was a while ago. I got your mixtape because I think you had was it Otis Redding in the back? It was the one with the
EP. My it was goodness. Called Invited.
Yes.
You talking about heaven?
Yes.
Say one day I'm going up, and never coming. Look at him, he over here doing hand movements and everything.
A lot of people
like that. But yeah, I'm not, all my music is I feel like at a certain point, all your music has to be to the level of the one song that everybody loved and higher. So when you go to the website, you'll get the current mixtape, and it's to the level of the song that he just referenced or higher, as well as you'll be able to be contacted whenever we send the official email out to people about the Kingsdown Fund.
Super dope. I'm gonna have all that down in the information in the description to make sure that people can definitely access that and get blessed with them bars, and then even have the opportunity to bless the boys through the fund. So. Yeah, we definitely gonna make sure to hook that up, and we're gonna go right into this this segment that I have to call this or that. Just cause we like to have a little fun. Oh, goodness. So, Shy, this segment here is just, like I said, I like to have a little bit of fun, but taking the time just to do like a little rapid fire question answer type situation. So we're going to have a couple of questions. Are you ready?
I am, sir.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Here we go. Coke or Pepsi?
Neither.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, we'll rock with that. Chick-fil-A or Popeyes?
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, what's your meal at Chick-fil-A? What you get at Chick-fil-A?
I used to get the number one, but I'm a vegetarian now, so I just get fries.
Really?
Yeah. or something like that.
Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, does it give you more energy?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I like to eat steaks and stuff.
Do you want your energy or not?
We're gonna keep going with this. We're gonna keep going. Okay, so would you prefer cold and sunny or warm and rainy?
I would prefer. Warm and rainy, I guess.
Okay, fair enough. Rap or R&B?
Oh, rap.
Singing or spoken word?
Singing.
Work hard, play hard.
Work hard.
Okay, fair enough. That's it. That was easy.
Can I do you?
Huh? No. We're good. We're good. You got it.
You ain't ready for these questions I got for you.
No, you got it.
Quantum physics or?
Jesus.
I don't even know.
Okay, so now it's just the moment that I really like this segment, and this is what we call the winner circle of the week. Because it gives you, the guest, the opportunity to shine light or give flowers to somebody or a group of people that you feel have not received their just due. So who would your winner circle of the week be, Ms. Shy Speaks?
The winner circle of the week for me is women in hip hop. Especially the ones that are the front-facing artists. There are a lot of women in hip-hop who are behind the scenes, but the women who are actually rapping, who are actually of substance, of character, things like that, like, they don't get their just due. I think, I think they need a little bit more, they need more flowers.
That's real.
I do. I think
that's
so.
That's real. Okay. I respect it. Yeah. And then last but not least, I'm one of the people that I like a good quote. I like a good tweet. So now it's just your opportunity. No, wait a minute, Fumbaruski. Now is your opportunity to just share with the people just an encouraging word, a quote of the week, something that you just want to leave with somebody. Because, I mean, you've added a lot of value through this. You were giving tangible. You were challenging people on core audiences. Mm. You were talking about what support looked like. You were talking about how people can get connected and get your good music. Mm. And you even gave people an opportunity to give and to empower and impact generations to come.
Yeah.
But what would be a quote, a phrase, a script, whatever that might be, that you want to leave with the people?
My guiding quote right now is actually from an article entitled Privilege by Kyle Korver. And it says, and we all have to be accountable, not just for our own actions, but the way that our inactions can create a safe space for toxic behavior.
Mm. Wow. It's spoken like a true orator.
Yeah.
She said, nah, I can't stumble.
Won't be stumbling now.
Yeah. Shy speak, she doesn't stumble.
Yeah, that's
she runs the ball, she don't fumble.
Look at him. Hey. Okay, I see you.
I think some of you rubbed off. I don't know. Yeah. So one more time, just let people know where they can find you. Let the people know how they can get connected. Just go ahead, share your information, please, because the people need to get connected with you.
I would say to visit my website, shyspeaks.com. That's shyspeaks.com. There you'll be able to find like an entire world of music and poetry, be able to contact me. I'm pretty responsive to anybody that reaches out via contact form, but if that's too much for you, I'm also very responsive on social media as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can follow me on my primary platforms are like Instagram and Facebook, so you can follow me. It's at Shy Speaks. And, of course, YouTube, so you can see what Shadowing Shy is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag
subscribe.
Shadowing Shy. Everything is always Shy Speaks, all one word.
Boom. There it is.
Holla at your girl.
Yeah, there it is. She said get connected. If you're looking to book somebody to come out and speak, you're looking for somebody to come out and bless the people with some words, looking for somebody to come out and maybe get booked for a performance, then reach out via the contact form.
Yeah.
The contact form.
If you're an upcoming artist or an emerging artist and you just feel like you need some advice, go through the website, hit the contact form. I'll be willing to share whatever I know, however I can help.
Wow, that's real. You real for that.
Didn't have to say it, but I did.
Yeah, you did. Oh, goodness.
Seriously,
goodness. So we're going to go ahead and get out of here. This is Jonathan Jones logging out with the one and only Shy Speaks. And just reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other life? Other